Markets were mixed today. The Dow declined 41 points to close at 9,779. The S&P 500 also showed a small loss, but the Nasdaq put on points. On the eve of international climate talks in New York, the UN's climate chief, Ivo de Boer, is pessimistic that American politicians will approve limits on carbon emissions.
This is not the best time to go to the Senate with something that costs money. But that's ironic as well, because I think President Obama very clearly saw investment in green jobs as a way of getting out of this economic crisis.
De Boer also believes China is emerging as the world leader on limiting emissions. Also today, two men have been charged in New York with an $80 million Ponzi scheme involving an automated teller machine business. Federal prosecutors say the men collected money from investors to buy about 4,000 ATMs. In fact, they only ever owned about 400 machines and lied about the rest. And speaking of Ponzi schemes, earlier this month, the Securities and Exchange Commission's Inspector General released a scathing report, almost 500 pages long, detailing the many opportunities the SEC missed to uncover Bernard Madoff's multi-billion dollar investment fraud. Maybe the biggest goof was this. Despite launching three investigations over the years, SEC regulators never bothered even to verify that Madoff's trades actually took place. Now, of course, we know many of them were fictitious. Our guest on today's Financial 411 wrote recently in the Star Ledger that Madoff would have been shut down much earlier if SEC regulators had thought and acted more like prosecutors. Robert Mintz is a former assistant U.S. attorney in New Jersey and head of the Government Investigations and White Collar Criminal Defense Practice at the Newark law firm McCarter & English. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
You wrote in your piece for the Star Ledger that Bernard Madoff didn't have to place bribes or use any quid pro quo when talking with regulators. The agency's own procedures made it easy for him to hide his fraud. How so?
Well, I think what we learned from the report by the Inspector General was startling, mostly for what it didn't say as opposed to what it said. There were many people who had speculated that Madoff may have actually corrupted somebody within the SEC in order to elude detection for as many years as he did. But what the Inspector General found was quite the contrary, that it was problems within the SEC's regulatory scheme itself that allowed him to carry out this scheme. Really, what he did here was simply control all contact that he had and his brokerage house had with the SEC, so that the SEC really never spoke to anybody else who might have tipped them off that there was some problem here.
You say the SEC should act more like prosecutors. Now, what exactly does that mean? Because the SEC, of course, does bring lawsuits. It has that power. Are you just saying the agency should be more aggressive, or are there tools they have but don't use?
Both. And I think that one of the fundamental changes they need to make is really in their approach, as opposed to going to Congress and seeking an expansion of their tools. In other words, what we saw here was the SEC acting more like a regulator, and what they did is they relied far too heavily on the self-reporting of Madoff, as opposed to going and getting the information directly from people themselves. I think the lesson that comes out of the Madoff scheme is that the SEC cannot rely on self-reporting, and that the relationship between the SEC and those that they regulate needs to be a little more adversarial than we saw in this instance.
The Madoff scandal, of course, is so huge and sensational, and that's the context in which we talk about a lot of these things. But are the changes that need to happen applicable to a much broader swath of cases? And do we need to be thinking about these new approaches and new tools in terms of a wider range of investigations?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that we can see change almost right away is the way that the SEC carries out these investigations in a compartmentalized fashion, as opposed to being orchestrated more directly from Washington. And one of the lessons that I think we can draw on is the way that the government ultimately went after organized crime. Different situation, but I think as a general framework, that was all headed out of Washington, and there was an orchestrated approach to this particular type of crime. And I think the SEC could use a similar approach in making sure that these investigations and these audits are orchestrated more out of Washington, so you don't have information and leads falling between the cracks, as we saw here.
Robert Mintz, former assistant U.S. attorney in New Jersey, thanks so much for joining us on WNYC's Financial 411.
My pleasure.